This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. On April 16th, the Canadian Blind Sports Association hosted a meeting to present their new high-performance strategy. The announcement included the dismissal of the men's goalball coaches and the cancelling of international competition and national team training camps for the men's national team. The team has since expressed concern over the strategy and believe it has potential to impact the existence of men's goalball in Canada. Joining us now to share more insight into this matter is Peter Parsons, the chair of Blind Sports Nova Scotia. Peter is also a member of the national men's team, and he joins us via Zoom in Nova Scotia. Peter, thank you for making time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
So, Peter, let's start with some understanding here and some broad strokes. Let's talk about the high-performance strategy. Can you help us understand what exactly the strategy is and what it entails?
Well, like you just said, basically they eliminated our coaching positions. And we're told that we no longer need our coaches because we will no longer be having national team training camps or international competitions until 2025. And in the meantime, we're supposed to, you know, just train in our provinces to meet certain benchmarks, which we don't know what these benchmarks are at this point. But, you know, goalball is a team sport, Dave, and across the country, we don't even have enough players in a particular province to play a game. So how are we supposed to develop our goalball skills to be able to compete at an international level just practicing provincially? It's something that we're just, you know, totally baffled by, that makes no sense to us. You know, the goal with the plan is for us to be on the podium in 2028. And so we're missing out on these valuable international competitions. We're supposed to have the Americas Championships in Brazil in the fall, and that's a qualification for the qualification tournament for the World Championships in 2022. You know, I think of like major games like Para Pan Ams in Chile in 2023. Anybody who knows anything about sports, if your goal is to like be on the podium say 2028, well, these are very valuable experiences I just taken away from us, you know. And we have some athletes who are, you know, veteran players, some who are right in their prime, and we have a number of, you know, in their early 20s that missing. I'm afraid we're going to lose athletes.
Peter, the answer to this might be a little bit self-evident, but I want to ask it anyway. Can you describe a little bit more what the loss of national training camps means for the overall capacity of the program?
Yeah, well, you know, we just had a training camp a month or two ago, and it's a chance for the athletes from across the country to come together and train. Like, if I'm thinking as, you know, wearing my hat as the chair of Blind Sports Nova Scotia for a second, we had an athlete who went to the last training camp. Two of us couldn't go because we had to quarantine for like 2 weeks upon returning. But the athlete that went is an 18-year-old who, when he came back, I just saw his game elevated at our provincial practices. He was so highly motivated before going, after coming back. You know, so not having these national team training camps, that's another thing. Like, how are athletes supposed to stay motivated training in their provinces with no competitions to play for? I was just on a committee with CBSA, a competition review committee, and in that we discussed the importance of meaningful competition and how there, you know, there's not enough competition as it is in goalball. And so to take away the international tournaments, like, it's against the long-term athlete development plan that CBSA has put together, because when you're at the train to win stage, you need international competition is so important. It's against our athlete agreements, where, you know, we're scheduled for a certain amount of training camps in the year, the Americas Championships in Brazil. where we'd play, you know, to hopefully qualify for world championships in 2022, getting, you know, meaningful games against some of the top, like Brazil, who are the world champions, USA, who are Paralympic silver medalists from 2016. It's really hard to wrap our heads around this. And it's something that the decision was made, and it was considered a high performance decision, we're told. So didn't need board approval from the CBSA. But, you know, when I think of a high performance decision, I think of, you know, who's going to make which team or that type of thing. But this impacts, like, it's taken away a whole program. It impacts budgets. The provincial sports organizations, the PSOs, none of them are in favor of this. It's very concerning. It's very concerning for, like, the future of men's goalball. You know, and I hear talk that, you know, CBSA are wanting to focus on the grassroots. Well, in Nova Scotia, as an example, we've been working so hard over the last few years to develop a junior program. And two out of our three players that are in the national team pool right now come through the junior program. One's 18 years old, one's 21 years old. And they're pretty much stuck now. Like they can't progress further. They need the national team training camps, the international competition, the national team coaches. Like, we had national team coaches with a combined 25 years of experience. And that's, you know, all out the window right now. It's very concerning. And we have a high performance director who's new, and we, you know, there wasn't the proper consultation for this plan.
So let's talk about that consultation. Before the announcement in mid-April, were there any discussions about the implementation of this strategy?
We had heard nothing. Like I said, a few weeks prior to that, we had a training camp. There was no talk of anything. We're talking about our next training camp in June and the next training camp in July and getting ready for the Americas tournament in October. And then all of a sudden we have a Zoom call on a Friday evening and we're told that the coaches have been eliminated and this plan was going ahead. No international competitions, no training camp. So we're just, as a team, we're, you know, a lot of athletes have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this over the years. And we have, like, up and coming athletes, like I was just explaining, that's come up through the junior ranks that, you know, the next step is that international competition. So the, you know, we're upset, we're hurt, we don't know what, you know, we don't know what to think. Fortunately, you know, our provincial sport organizations are very concerned. So I'm hoping that, you know, the decision can be reversed or, you know, what's going to happen next. I'm not really sure, but we're united as 12 strong on this team. And we know it's not right. And we're going to, you know, fight for what we believe is right.
Following the announcement, has the CBSA provided any further clarification on the decision? Is the men's team working with them to potentially find a solution?
Well, they had a PSO call. So that's like the blind sports provincial organizations across the country on the following Tuesday. So yeah, 2 weeks ago, actually, where they presented the plan, the high performance strategy, and we're looking for feedback from the provinces on how they could work together going forward. And pretty much right away and unanimously across the country, across the provinces, the feedback that they received was, you know, you need a men's national team. It was like, I think one of the first comments one of the representatives from the province said.
What are the next steps for the team moving forward? What can we expect?
Well, an appeal has been filed as per the CBSA appeal policy that's available on their website. So, and besides that, you know, we're talking with our provincial sport organizations about what could be possible. And just like, you know, getting the awareness out there that this decision didn't have a proper consultation.
Peter, I can hear the frustration in your voice. I know this is a difficult story, but thank you for taking some time to shed more light on it with us and talk it out. We really appreciate it, and please keep us up to date with the next steps as they occur.
Will do, Dave, and thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.